Hello, everybody. I don't often boo about the economy, but today I'm going to do exactly that because something that's happened I think is actually quite extraordinary, and we'll have to see how our government reacts to it. Basically, what's happened is that the IMF, which is an organisation which I hate at the best of times, has come out and said that it's been talking a load of rubbish for years, which we already knew. And what they're saying is that the multiplier effects on both cuts and stimulus are higher than they thought. What that means is, say for every £1 billion of cuts you make, the effect on the overall economy, instead of being, let's take an example, £2 billion, is more like £6 billion of reduction in size of the economy, because they say it's 2 to 3 times bigger than they thought it was. And the same with stimulus. And the effect of what they've actually said is that the stimulus packages that are being proposed by people like Ed Balls, the Shadow Chancellor of our Labour Party, would actually pay for themselves within the first year. Now that is a stunning return by any standard, and it's what we all knew all along, and frankly it makes George Osborne look like, our current Chancellor, look like the idiot that we all know he is. But it has wider implications than that, because Osborne has been telling everybody for 2.5 years now that we have to make these cuts in order to cut the amount that we have to borrow in order to be able to borrow at low interest rates. But the IMF, what the IMF is saying is that actually those policies are harming the economy, not doing it good, which means that financial institutions are going to be happier to lend to us if we are pursuing policies that actually pay for themselves. So in other words, what the IMF have done is completely invalidated all of what Osborne has been telling us for the last 2.5 years. So he can no longer claim that he's doing what is being asked of him by the financial system, by the markets, by anything like that. He can only justify it on dogma now. So, in other words, our Tory government has just lost a whole load of credibility that it thought it had, or it did have within a certain sector of the economic sphere, but obviously people knew that it was rubbish. It's lost that level of credibility that it did have. So yet another Tory policy is descending into complete chaos and complete farce. I thought I'd boo about it, because I think it's quite an important announcement to hear, and quite an important day for us. And let's see what policy follows into the abyss next. Last week it was the West Coast rail franchise. This week it's the whole economic policy. Let's hope next week, or fairly soon, it's an acknowledgement that they can't go through with the welfare cuts that they wanted to make, because the IT systems, etc., won't be ready, which would actually be a convenient excuse for them to cancel some of the cuts that they were going to make and hopefully reverse some of the damage. But we can only dream. I suspect they'll be too dogmatic to take a view like that. It's what Cameron might have done a couple of years ago, actually, if he'd found an excuse to fall in line with what the IMF's saying. But I don't know whether he can or will now. I think he might have gone too far. So hopefully another day in making Cameron and this Tory government look utterly stupid, which I like. We've got to live through another 2.5 years of this, by the looks of it. But hey-ho, at least the light at the end of the tunnel grows.